Let us start again from the Gemara Daf Mem Tesamit Beis. Tana Rabbana. Achoifer Boel B'Shus HaYochid U'Pischoi L'Rishus HaRab. Person was Choifer a Boel B'Shus HaYochid. That's when Boel is B'Shus HaYochid. But the Pesach HaBoel is L'Rishus HaRab. So that means it is a Takole in the Rishus HaRab. Whoever passes by in the Rishus HaRabim can fall into the boil. Rashi says, Upischa Rishus HaRabim, Rashi says, Kivin Shatakole Rishus HaRabim, Havalaki Mishachapoi Rishus HaRabim. If the Takole is in Rishus HaRabim, so that's equivalent to a boil Rishus HaRabim. Chayev. Vizehu boil Ha'omur Batoire Dibrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel said, this is the Boer Ha'omer B'Toyre. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, so there was a miut. This is the Boer Ha'omer B'Toyre, and not another case. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Hivker Rishusoi V'loi Hivker Boerai. A person dug a Boer in his own Rishus, and then he was Hivker Rishusoi V'loi Hivker Boerai. Zehu Boer Ha'omer B'Toyre. This is the Boer Ha'omer B'Toyre, which is also, would seem it's a meal. Zeh Boer Ha'omer B'Toyre. Amar Rabbe, Be'Boer B'Rishus HaRabim, Kula Alme Loi Pligi De Mechaye. If a person dug a Boer in Rishus HaRabim, there's no machlokes, everyone agrees you're chayiv. My time Omakro, Ki Yiftach V'Chi Yichre. The Pasuk tells us if a person opened up a boil, that means, as we mentioned yesterday, there was a mazik already with a shmira, and he took off the shmira, he took off the kisui. He's chayiv. V'chi yichre, then it says if he created the whole boil, he's also chayiv. So the question arises, im al psiche chayiv al kriya leikoshke. If a person was mesalik the shmire from the boil. There's already a mazik with a shmire, and if he's mesalik the shmire from the boil, he's chayiv. So about the gemis, if he created the boil, about the gemis, he should be chayiv. Elo shall iske psicha val iske kriya boloi. So the pasuk is coming to tell us not that kriya is chayiv, but the pasuk is coming to tell us that he's achroi for asiyas haboyer without any other sibe l'chiyuvei. It means he doesn't have to have any ownership in the boyer. He's chayiv for creating the boyer through sila kashmire or through mamish digging the boyer. The kids, this everyone agrees. Loi nechleku elo beboyer birshusai. The machlokes is Boer b'rishusai, that means hifker b'rishusai v'le hifker boerai. Rabbi Kiva sovar boer b'rishusai nami chayev. Boer b'rishusai is also chayev. D'chsiv baal haboer. Boer de islai bailem koma. So there's two parshas. There's a parsh in the Torah v'chi yiftach v'chi yichre. There the chiyev is for creating the mazik. And then there's a parsha of Bala Boer for possessing a mazik. Rabbi Shmuel Sova Bal Hatakola. At Bala Boer, there's no chiyuv if a person possesses a boer. The chiyuv is if he created a takola. If he created a takola, and he only created a takola if you make it b'shus harabim. Or in the case of Rabbi Shmuel and the Baraisa, of a Pischei L'Shus HaRab. The Takola is B'Shus HaRab. He's only Mechuyim if he created a Takola L'Shus HaRab. But Stamazoi, possessing a boil without creating a Takola, there's no Chiyuv. Now let us see Rashi. V'zehu boil, L'kamei Meforish Mahu Zehu. This is the boil, L'afukiwa. So the Gemara says, Aber b'shus harabim, kula alme loy pligi de machayiv. Now, Rabbi Shmuel said, Klo Yechai, because Rabbi Shmuel said, Pischoi L'Rshus HaRabim, so that means the whole takola of the boyer is L'Rshus HaRabim, and the takola is not his. That means the Pesach, which is the takola, does not belong to him. The takola is in the Rishus HaRabim, and the one falls in the takola who fall into his boyer, that's Boshusai, but the takola zicha not his. So Rabbi Shmuel zicha holds that Yochayim, even though you don't possess the takola, Yochayim because you created the takola. So now Rabbi said, and Rabbi Kiv is also moide, kulam eloi pligi de machai, Rabbi Kiv moide le Rabbi Shmuel, beber Boshus HaRabim. Tu amo betoira, but zicha boir ha'omer b'teire. Aval Rabbi Yishmael loimoyde lei l'Rabbi Kiva beber b'shusay. But Rabbi Yishmael is not moyde to Rabbi Kiva beber b'shusay, which means that a person dug a boir b'shusay, and then he was hifker r'shusay v'le hifker boiray. The kasava, because Rabbi Shmuel holds, ki afkarna lecho reshusi, when I was mafke my reshus, lav lechiyuvei ano behezeke afkarte, that I should not be responsible for the hezekes. So that is why Rabbi Shmuel holds ber beshusai is potter, hifke reshusai vile hifke beire, because the hefke was under the condition that I shouldn't be chayiv. Now, how do we understand this? How can one make conditions? If now people have a rishus, to hifke rishusai, so now people can walk there, and they'll fall into the bird. The newly acquired rishus harabim is flush next to the bird. So why isn't he responsible? So it would seem from, I think from the Yelis HaShacha, that Ba'emison, there is a shiur in the Hefker. That means that when I was mafke my reshus, I want to keep the boil. I'm giving permission for the Bnei Reshus HaRabim to walk in my reshus, I'm after the reshus to the Bnei Reshus HaRabim. I realize if the, that's a gmilas chesed mitzidi, I want to be mahaned the rabbin. But either gisa, I saw a beautiful svore from the Atere Shmuel. But either gisa, I want my boyer also. My boyer, I'm not interested in. I'm giving away, I'm a very nice person, I'm giving away my whole reshus, but my boyer I want. So, Kan Shayla Ben, so how could these two Ritzaynis remain Hevakiyo? That means, Itzadechot, I want my bear, I want to use my bear. And I don't want to have any obligations on the bear. I want my bear, this is my bear, I want to keep my bear the way it was till now without any obligations. Leidach Gise, I want to give away the Rishus around the bird to the Rishus, to the Bnei Rishus Arab. Now, this is Tiradik. If this is given away to the Rishus Arabim, so you're not allowed to have a bird, because your bird is a takola for the Bnei Rishus Arabim. So how will this come into existence? How does this Pshara come into existence? So Pshara is like this. When I'm giving away the bird, the rishus, when I'm giving away the rishus, I want to make sure I should be able to keep the boil. If I give it away legamri to the bnei rishus haram, I have to shut the boil. I can't have a boil next to rishus haram. So I'm being mishayer, I'm leaving over my bailus in the rishus. That means it's hefker, you can walk there, you can do whatever you want there, but on your own risk. Legabi, your carelessness, I'm not mafkid, it's still mine. That means you have all rights to be mishtamish in the rishus that I was mafkid. I'm giving it away to you, I'm mafkid it. But I'm Mishaya, my bailus. But your rights are mugbul if you walk on your own risk, without expecting that I should be responsible for your hezekis. You have to walk on your own risk. The whole din that Barbashus Harab Mishayim is because the Balabar is responsible. This is Amokim Hiluch Harabim. You're making a tokola. You're responsible to see that the Bnei Rishus Harabim shouldn't be Genizik. But here, the whole Hefke to the Bnei Rishus Harabim is Mugbol. I'm not giving it to you, Legamri. I'm giving it to you, Adaita, that you'll walk on your own risk and I'll have no responsibilities for your sakes. That's what Rabbi Shmuel holds. And it's muchach, because I want a boyer. These two things are stiridic. I can't continue possessing a boyer and giving away the rishus to rishus haram, because if I'm giving it away legamre, I have to close up my boyer. And if I want my boyer, that was lehifke boyer, I want my boyer, so I'll kolchoch, that is pshat in the hefker. I'm being mafkerit with a shield. That means it's not hefker legamre. It's yours for shimush, for everything, but on your own risk. I'm not responsible for whatever will happen. So, legabi responsibilities, it's still called mine. That means legabi this nekud, I'm not makirit. Lav lechiyuve yano bezeike afkarte. This is the svore of Rabbi Shmuel. Imala peiseyach, shechaforei acher, bekisor, boze vigilou, Yishayim, about the givis, if he makes the boy, about the givis, Yishayim. So, Iskre kriya upsicha bo loy, she'en loy chelek boy. He has no ownership whatsoever in the boy. Ela shekaro oy shepischay. His only connection to the boy is the action that he had done, that he made the boy. Ba'ayna b'shusarab m'shayna karke shaloy. That's the only sibes achiyah, the kriya or the psicha. Now, let's go further. Le'nech ko ela b'boyer b'rishusay, Rabbi Kiba Sova, b'boyer b'rishusay nami chay. B'boyer b'rishusay is also chay, the siv bala b'boyer. So what is the case of bala b'boyer? Bala b'boyer means, Rabbi Kiba learned, hifker rishusay, that's the case of bala boy. If he wasn't mafkir's rishus, he's potter. He said, "Tucha b'shus in my boy, what are you doing here?" No, it's speaking about he left over the boy. It's still his boy. He wants the boy. And the pasuk is telling us, in this case, he's chayev. And Rabbi Shmuel Sova, bal hatakola. Bala boy means bal hatakola. Ula oilom b'shus harabim. You only chayiv if you created a takol in the Rishus Harabim. That's such balabur. You created a takol in Rishus Harabim. Avol b'rishusoy, if the boyer was dog b'rishusoy, aval pishe hitker, even though he was mafker his Rishus, potter, kedefrishis. That's why kedefrishis means, like I said, the reason why. Kukiyav karno, l'chol Rishusi lav l'chiyuviyano. I the nokat v'loy hifkir boyroi. Now, l'chayre, Rashi is speaking about the lashon of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva and Daf Mem Tesamad Beis, hifkir rishusoy v'loy hifkir boyroi, zeu boyr ha'omar batoyre. So Rashi says, that what it says, v'loy hifkir boyroi, de'im hifkir, av boyroi av'loy boyr b'shusarav. Now, we hear this Rashi, this Amachlekes, Rashi and Taisvis in this whole halacha. But Rashi holds that if a person dug a boil, birshusoy, and then he was mafke everything, so Rashi says, so it's the hefke is like I'm putting a boil in the Rishus Harab. I created a Rishus Harab with a boil in it. So Mamela, Yochai, this is like Havalei boil Rishus Harab. Now, there's a very interesting shaila over here. Rashi is going on the Lashon of Rabbi Kiva. Now, Rabbi Kiva does not hold this whole shtick Torah of Rabbi Shmuel, ki yev kalme adayte, Rabbi Kiva holds, there's no such treidel over here. If you are mafkir it already, you're mechuyiv, this is at the kolf neiru shusaram, you're mechuyiv, you can't make treidler. Then the Pesach says, klo yechayiv. So Rashi is saying, according to Rabbi Kiva, what if he be mafkir the boyer also? So it's mamish a boyer b'shusaram. I mean, it's also a boyer b'shusaram. I created a b'shusaram with a boyer in it. But what will be according to Rabbi Shmuel? In such a case, a person made a boyer b'shusoy, so now it's his boyer and his reshus, and all of a sudden he decided, I mafkir everything. What will be according to Rabbi Shmuel in such a case? So there's a machlokes, the Pnei Yeshua and the Tosfos Rit. The Pnei Yeshua says, according to the Lomdus of Rashi, ki af kalme, I was mafkir adaita de loy lechiyuvi. I mean, I was mafkir it not, I'm a very generous person, but without obligations. Zok the Pnei Yeshua, according to Rabbi Shmuel, if he dug a boyer b'shusay and was mafkir everything, it won't be a boyer b'shusay rabim, because the whole boyer b'shusay rabim came about through his hefker, and then Rabbi Shmuel says that a person will not create a hefker with obligations. So al kolchoch, Rashi is going according to Rabbi Kiva, nemesim, because it's the lashon of Rabbi Kiva. The Tosfos Rit says, no, Rashi is going to fill a coin to Rabbi Shmuel also. The Tosfos that he's going to fill a coin to Rabbi Shmuel, be mafkir, the boyer, and the reshus, to be chayiv a fill a coin to Rabbi Shmuel. The Samir Tachzach, we had mentioned before, as far as Mirad Kishmak, this whole dreidel that we say that there is mafkir, the reshus, adaita, that he shouldn't be responsible for the zekis, because he has a problem over here. He wants to keep the boyer, and he wants to donate the reshus to the Bnei Reshus Arab. So Kan Shayel Aben Rabbi, you can't have these two things. You can't have a boyer Samach Reshus Arab. If you want to keep the boyer, so this is a takol of the Bnei Reshus Arab. So there Rabbi Shmuel says, no, he wants both, and he accomplishes both. He's keeping the boyer. What's with the Bnei Reshus Arab? It's a takol. No. The whole hefker to the Bnei Reshus Arab was on your own risk. So then I can keep the boyer, and you can walk in the Reshus Arab and show my Yisrael. But this whole long this is, if he wants to keep the boyer, so then we have this hecher, that al kolchoch, he wants to keep the boyer, and there should be a hilach Reshus Arab. Al kolchoch, it's a hefker, a daiti, that I should become a chuyah. But the minute he's mafke everything, so finish. So there's no mechitesi, should I say. So he's not interested in bechlal in keeping the boil. So he's giving everything away. So mechitesi, should I say, he's magbil the hefker. The whole svar I say is magbil the hefker is because he wants the boil. So then there's, how can you have these two things that are contradictory? How can you have a boil if there's a reshus haram right next to the boil? So he says, no, I'm not making it a 100% reshus haram. That is only if I have this contradiction. You want to keep a boil next to the reshus haram? So then we say, I'm not making it an emissary reshus haram. There's a shir in the hefker. But if there's no contradiction whatsoever, he's giving everything away, so then I feel according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Hefka could be the Hefka Goma. So it could be Rashi is speaking a fellow according to Rabbi Shmuel. Fine. But now, Bekitza, Rabbi had said as follows. If a person made a takol in Rishus HaRabim, then everyone is Moide. That is Chayiv. That's Boir Bishus HaRabim. Making a takol in Rishus HaRabim, everyone is Moide is Chayiv. So the lashon of Rabbi Shmuel, "Achayif abay b'shus yachad apischel l'shus haram," means he made a takol under shus haram. Zehu abay rama b'teira, made a takol under shus haram. That's a bay rama b'teira. But your case, hivke reshus tov lehivke bayra, there he's not chayim because he wasn't mafker as reshus. He wasn't mafker as reshus kedei sheyischayim bezeike. So the Zel of Rabbi Shmuel is very good. But the Zel of Rabbi Kiva is very difficult. Rabbi Kiva, that's not the only Bayram of Atayra. Rabbi Shmuel's case is also Bayram of Atayra. Rabbi Shisram is also Bayram of Atayra. This is also a Bayram of Atayra. So what's the Zel? That's the Gemara's Kasha. Lamai Zel, Bayram of Atayra, the Kama Rabbi Kiva. What's the Zel? So the Gemara says, Zehu boir sheposach boya kosev trilo letashlumin. So he says, no, he says, let's learn Chumash. It says, when you learn the parsha of boir, it starts off by the hezek that occurred, v'chiyivtach ish boir, v'chiyiche ish boir, v'nofal shom asher v'chamoyer. So the first half of the posik speaks about the hezek. And the hezek is speaking about when he created the takola. But when the Pasuk comes to paying, the Pasuk says, a new case, Bal HaBer Yishalim, that is, Mechuyiv Alz Bal HaBer, not because he was a Kairin a Peseach Ber, but because he's a Bal HaBer. So, Zehu Ber Sheposu Ber Kosov Tchilu La Tashlumim, Bal HaBer Yishalim, that Ber is speaking about, Hivkir Rishusev Le Hivkir Ber. Rashi, umay zehu de Rabbi Kiva. Bishloim zehu de Rabbi Shmuel, lemuti de Rabbi Kiva. The zehu Rabbi Shmuel is very good. He holds that Rabbi Kiva's case, hivke rishus, vile hivke boira, yopota. El zehu de Rabbi Kiva, lemuti mai, hobor bishus a rabim nama omer betere, kide vashinen. So he holds Rabbi Shmuel's case, pisre bishus a rabim, and boire bishus a yochet. So he holds that yochayet. That's a boir bishus a rabim. The Tashlumim, Ber the Islay Bailim, Nemar Eitzo Tashlumim. The Posik, when the Posik spoke about Tashlumim, then the Posik is speaking about another case, could receive Baal HaBer Yishalei. They're speaking about the owner of the Ber. Ober Bishus Arab Nemar Eitzo Hanezokin. The beginning of the Parsha speaks about Ber Bishus Ram Kiyiftach V'chiyiche. That's speaking about how when the Hezek occurred, because if Kiyiftach is V'chiyiche, V'nofal Shomer. V'hochi Koma Rabbi Kiva. Amai Potalto B'Ber Bishusoy. Why did you pata Ber Bishusoy? V'leizeu Ber Ha'omel Batoy Ra'itzo Tashum. This is the Ber. This is what the Pasuk is speaking about. The Pasuk is saying, Bala Ber Yishalim. Bala Ber is speaking about that is Hifke Rishusoy, Blay Hifke Boyre. This is Shitas Rabbi. Now let's go further. The Rabbi Yosef Omar, Rabbi Yosef said, Beber Beshusa Yochit Kula Amma Loi Pligi de Machai. Rabbi Yosef says, Punkt Verkehrt in Rabbi. A Beber Beshusa Yochit. That means, Hifke Rishusoy, Beloi Hifke Boyroi. Kol amal loy pligi de machayev. Everyone agrees you chayev. My time, bal haber omar rachmone. Beber de islay baile maskino. Okay, so that the taitch of bal haber, Rabbi Yisrael said, everyone agrees that a bal haber hivke rishusev le hivke boir he zicha chayev. If he's the owner of the takola, then he's zicha chayev. Ki pligi beboir bershus arabim. When he's not the monetary owner of the boir. Rabbi Shmuel sova boir bershus arabim nami chayiv. Tersiv ki yivtach vichy yichya. Im ala psicha chayiv al kriya loy kolshke. Elo shaliske psicha al iske kriya bolo. So Rabbi Shmuel holds boir bershus arabim is also chayiv. Even though I don't have any monetary ownership. And therefore, Rabbi Shmuel said, his halacha, chayva boir b'shus ha'yochid, u'pischei l'shus ha'rabim, even though the whole takola is, does not belong to him, he's not a bala takola, because he's chayiv for creating a takola b'shus ha'rabim, even though he's not a bala takola in Hilchas Mamonos. The Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva says no. Rabbi Kiva says, no, you're only chayv if you're balaber. Ah, you're asking Akasha, why does it say, v'chi yiftach v'chi yichre, akilurna v'chi yichre zakal v'chayma v'chi yiftach? So the Gemara says, Hanu mitzrach tzrichi. You need ki yichra also. You need ki yichra and ki yiftach. Vi kosa brachmone ki yiftach hava minen. Poiseyach hu desagilei bekisui. A poiseyach is enough with a kisui. Because it says, "V'lo yichasenu." If we're only saying the pasuk "ki yiftach ish boir v'lo yichasenu," so I'll say, "Oh, madoch, the boir is here already. He's chayiv. About to give this when he creates the boir, he's zicher chayiv. Yeah, 100%. That cover me right. But there's a p'tur of kisui in the parsha. There's a p'tur of kisui v'lo yichasenu. If he's mechase, it's sufficient. The Torah says if he's mechase, it's sufficient." So I would think, when is it sufficient to be mechaset if he never dug the well? All he did was take off the kisui, so he rectifies this by putting back the kisui. But what if he dug a well? Zicha kaire, zicha chayim. That I can learn out of kabochayimah. But I would think, leisagi lei bekisui, ad the toim lei. He has to stuff up the well. That's why it says ki yichem. So the Masha here asks Akasha, so it comes out, what is Rabbi Kiva saying? Rabbi Kiva is saying, it does not say the Chiyicha to tell me Chiyuv. Chiyuv, I know, it's about the Gevis, he's Chayiv. If there was a boy here already, just to Kuwait, the Shmir, he's Chayiv, about the Gevis, if he created by Zicha, you have Chiyuv, Zicha, but I need the Pasuk to tell me, Akula, that Kisui helps Afilu by Chiyicha. I would think maybe only by Kiyivtach it helps, but not by Kiyichem. Frekta Masho Akasha, he says, why shouldn't Kisui help if I'm learning out Kiyichem from Kiyivtach? Says a klal, daya lovim in es din liyes kinodim. If I'm learning out a double chomo from a double kal, but it only has the chumrus of the kal, it can't be more chomo. So memeila frekta Masho Akasha, frekta Masho, That I would zicher no kisui helps. I feel I wouldn't say kiyicha, because the whole mekor of that kiyicha is chayiv is a kal v'chomer from kiyivtach. So die love me then liyis kenod. As I frak the masha, then the masha v'yesh liyashiv. What's the v'yesh liyashiv? So the Pnei Yeshu says a beautiful teretz. I would say pshat that. The chiyivtach, the lo yechasenu, the kisui helps. The Torah is telling us that you have to rectify the wrong that you had done. Some emailer. By yiftach, what was the wrong that he had done? He took away the kisui. So the rectifying it is putting back the kisui. Ki yiche, I'm learning out by you. You have to rectify what you did wrong. But what did he do wrong by ki yiche? He created a boil. So the rectification is by stuffing up the boil. That means this is not, I'm learning out dumya, it's the same like a yivtach. Just like a yivtach, you only potter when you rectify your wrong. So by kiyicha, you also only potter when you rectify your wrong. But the rectification of kiyicha is filling it up. So there's no stira, it's not, you can't say dayoy. It's the same. It's the same like a yivtach. Just like a yivtach, you potter after rectification. So kiyicha, you also potter after rectification. But the rectification of kiyicha is the time late that he stops it up. Bekitzer, Rabbi Kiva said, the kiyicha is not extra. The kiyicha is coming to tell us that kisui helps. Because of rachmone kiyicha, if we only say kiyicha, Hava mina kriu, the boy kisui, mishim, it was like yichish by v'loyach hasenu, mishim dobin maise, because he created a boy. Havo, peiseyach, the loyovid maise, eimo kisui nami loy boy, but peiseyach, he didn't even make a boy, he just took away the shmire from the existing boy. I would think that there, your potter, is gamash melon, that the kiyivtach also needs a kisu. Let us see what Rashi says so far. אני מצרח צריכי, ולאי לום בשוס היוחד, והפקה רשוסוי, ולאי בוירי, דהב אלי ממייני שהזק חייב, משום דקרינה בי בעל הבויר, בייס רבי קיבה הולץ, בויר בשוסוי ישחייב כוסיזה בעל הבויר, אבל בשוס הרבים, דלאב ממייני הוא פוטר, עוד פשוס המלאב ממייני הוא פוטר, תטועים יסטועים וימל היופה. Let's go back to the Gemara. Ve'elo mai zehu boir ha'omor b'teire dekoma Rabbi Yishmael. Now, according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yishmael holds all boiras ha'chayev. Aber b'shus ha'rab mezchayev, aber b'shus ha'yizchayev. So what's the zehu boir ha'omor b'teire? Ve'elo mai zehu boir ha'omor b'teire dekoma Rabbi Yishmael, zehu boir she'posach b'yakosov t'chilo l'nizokim. That means, he says, what are you telling me? It's Bershus Harab. The Parsha started off with this Boer, that Al Iske Kriyo Psiche Boloi. Yeah. Zot Rashi, Umay Zeo Da Rabbi Shmoel, Oile Didei, Tavayu Ksivi, both Achayev, Bala Boer means, Boer Bershusai, Hivke Rishusai, Hivke Boeroi. And in the second case of Boer B'Shus Harab is also Chayev. What's the Zehu? The Nizokim. Boer B'Shus Harab and Posach B'Yakos of Tchile. Kshedibor B'Niskoi, when the Posach started speaking about the Hezek, V'Nofar Shomesh Shoyer Oichamoyer, Boer B'Shus Harab and Dibor Oichamoyer. That, they're speaking about Boer B'Shus Harab. Ki Yiftach V'Chi Yiche V'Nofar. But now we have here a machloikis, Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, Beshites, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi holds Rabbi Shmuel is the Mekel. He holds only Boer B'Shus HaRab Mishayev, Pischa L'Shus HaRab Mishayev. But Boer B'Shus HaYis Potter, and Rashi says, the Lomdes Adayte Dichi Yivinu, he wasn't mafkerit. That's Rabbi Shmuel. And Rabbi Kiva holds afilu boir b'shus is also chayiv. And according to Rabbi Yosef, it's punkt verkehrt. Boir b'shus oi, everyone holds your chayiv. It says bala boir yishalei. Hivke reshus evle hivke boir oi, everyone holds your chayiv. Machloikis, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva is, and here it's punkt verkehrt, Rabbi Shmuel is the machmer, Rabbi Kiva is the meikel, Rabbi Shmuel holds boir b'shus harab is also chayiv, and Rabbi Kiva holds boir b'shus harab is potter. Zot Rashi, now, v'kashe masnisen money. Now, who is our Mishnah going according to? Now, let's look at the Mishnah. Achoyf boir b'shus ayochid u'pischoy l'rshus harabim. This is boir b'shus harab. Now let's go. This is boir b'shus harabim. Let's go according to rabbi. So this can go according to everyone. Oy b'rshus harabim u'pischoy l'rshus ayochid. So Rashi says, and what's the case? V'hivke r'shusoy. So this can't go according to Rabbi Shmuel. So according to Rabbi, our Mishnah is to be going according to Rabbi Kiva. That's what Rashi says. Now, v'ikashem asnisem moni, Rabbi mukilok Rabbi Kiva, the mechayev atavayu. Now, according to Rabbi Yosef, so boir b'shus harabim, Rabbi Kiva holds your potter. So the first bov, achay v'boir b'shus yechad pischa l'shus harabim, can only go according to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Yosef Mukilo ke Rabbi Shmuel. So this is the vial we have here, a machlekes, Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, Peshites Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiv. Back to Gemara Vayka, Meisve, I want to ask you a kasha. Now we're going to learn three bullets. Number Eise. Achoyfer boir b'rshus harabim, u'pischoy l'rshus hayochid, potter. Now, the Gemara understood the vial it's speaking about, hifker r'shusoy Lehivke Boire. So now, he dug a boir b'shusaram, who pischoy l'shusayochit, potter. He's potter. So let's just think, Eisenbeinig, according to Rabbe, this is going according to Rabbi Shmuel. Very good. Because Rabbi Shmuel holds, hivke l'shusay, lehivke boiroy is potter. According to Rabbi Yosef, this is a problem. This is a very big problem because everyone holds Hifke Rishusev Lifke Bayrai is Chayek. Okay, so this first Bove is according to Rabbi, it's going according to Rabbi Kiva. According to Rabbi Yosef, we have a big problem. Now let's continue with the Barais. Va'af al pi she'enai rashoi lasis, okay? It means that what he did, let's not make him a Lamed Bov Tzadik. What he did, he dug a tunnel underneath the Rishus Aram. Fishain Oisin Cholo Tachas Rishus Aram. You're weakening the Rishus Aram. You have no right to do this. But Lemaise in an Hilchis Bayer, if someone, Hivke Rishus, Hivke Bayeroi, someone fell in his Rishus, he's Bata. It's going Lechair according to Rabbi Shmuel, Alibe de Rabbi. Achayfer boyray sichin ma'oreis b'shus ha'yochid u'pischay l'shus ha'rabim chayim. Oh, and this is also very good. This can be going also according to Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi, because this is a boyr b'shus ha'rabim, everyone holds yechayim. A boyr b'shus ha'rabim holds yechayim. Right, Rabbi, it's good. According to Rabbi Yosef, this is the Samach Leikis, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva. This will be going according to Rabbi Shmuel. Bahachayfer, case number 3. Boyreis Bershus Ayochid. Hasmucha Lershus Aram. Ischayfer Boyreis Bershus Ayochid. Hasmucha Lershus Aram. Kegoin Eilu Hachayferin Leushin. Now, Leushin means they used to dig foundations on their property in order to build walls on them. So you had to first build, you had to first dig a foundation. And by the time the mason came, it could be it took time. So there was, in the meantime, there was next to the Rishus HaRabim, some deep boiris over there. Here, this Bayer is Potter. And we'll see this Bayer is Potter for a very interesting reason, because a person is reshus to do this. You have to build houses. I mean, so my male, Bekitza, they were Mekel on this Leushim, they were Mekel. Rav Yosef, Rav Yudah, Machai, Bat Shiyasa, Mechitza, Sore. No, no, it's not a Hefkevel. Good, you need a dos. Make a Mechitza, Sore. Bat Shiyachik, Mimokim, Drisis, Ragla, Yodom. You can't make him flush next to the Rishus Aram. This is your Rishus, Nish Rishus. This is Mamash Atakol of Ne Rishus Aram. You have to make a... That's what Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda does. You have to make some sort of a barrier between these chafiras for the foundations in that the Rishus Aram. Taime, now the Gemara makes a diak. Taime de Leushin. The reason he is potter in the third case, according to the, not according to Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, according to the Tanakhama, he is potter, de Leushin. There's a special cooler, this is a tzorech of the Bnei Ha'ir, everyone here, you have to build a house, you have to make a foundation. So this, somehow they were mekel. But let's say, Holav Leushin, but what if it wasn't made Leushin? He made a bear next to the Rishus Aram. Chayev, Yechayev. So this is a bear Rishusoi next to the Rishus Aram. How many? Frek the Gemara. Who is the Tana of this Paraisa? We had 3 halachas in this Paraisa. Halacha number 1 was Pischay L'Rishus HaYochid Pisra Lushus Ayochi, then Hifke Rishus Eblehifet, Ye Pisra, you are Potter. Second Aloha was Pisra Lushus Aram, Yechayev. The third Aloha was Yishayfer Bershusai, Samach Lushus Aram, and it's not Lushin, you are Chayev. Money. So now, who is the Tane of this paraisa? So the Gemara says as follows. Bishloimer le Rabbe. According to Rabbe, so by Emerson we have a stira, the Reish and the Sefer. The Reish is Hifke Rishusev le Hifke Boiroi is Chayev. Is Potter, I'm sorry, Hifke Rishusev le Hifke is Potter. And here it says, Achoyfer, Boyer, Beshusa, Isamach, Lushusa, Rabbin, is Chayiv. In the first case, said it was Potter. So the Gemara says, Bishloim le Rabbe, Reishe, Rabbi Yishmoel, Beseifer, Rabbi Kiva. Well, that's good. He says, these are two cases of Boyer, Beshusa. The first case, Hifke Rishusa, Vile Hifke Boyeroi, says that your potter is going according to Rabbi Shmuel. The last case that says he was chayfer samach lushus harabim is going according to Rabbi Kiva. So that's very good. Akaponim, I know pshat in the baraisa. Elo le Rabbi Yosef. According to Rabbi Yosef, everyone holds ber bershusa yischayef. So elo Rabbi Yosef bishloi meseife divrei hakel. The seife is very good. Because the Sefer says, Berber Shusei Yishchayev, Avkalushin is Potter, but Berber Shusei Yishchayev. Elo Reisha Moni, Loi Rabbi Yishmoel, V'loi Rabbi Kiva, because the Reisha says that Berber Shusei is Potter. So according to Rabbi Yosef, there's no such Tana. Now before we go further, the Sirashi. Potter. Now this potter is going on first case that the Pesach is Bershus HaYochid. Yidog HaBoyer Bershus HaRabim and Pischa Bershus HaYochid potter. Him nofal derech piv she Bershus HaYochid. V'kosal kedaitoch afilu hifker Rishus HaYochid potter. Let's speak about those hifker Rishus HaYochid. He's also potter. Now, Rashi says, Aval im nifcheso hakemire shekoma. What is, he made a Pesach bershus hayochid, and he made a cholol in the reshus harab. Now, this cholol is covered with the kakois of reshus harab. Aval im nifcheso hakemire shekoma vekisa bershus harab. Chay, the Haitana Sovach Yuva, the Ber Bishus Arabimu. Because that's the second case. Achayfa Ber Sikh and Boris Bishus Ayachad Pisrul Shus Arabim is Chay. So Potter means that it was Hifke Rishusoi, Blay Hifke Boyroi. So then this Tana come, this Tana, the Tana holds that you are Potter. Lushin, now we had the third case, Lushin Yisoid Lachaimas Beisoi. He's digging this chafira should be a yisod for the foundation of the wall of his house. Al pnei kol roichav habayis eitzel rishus haram. This is near the rishus haram. The chaveiroi b'sefer Ezra. V'ushaye yochito. There v'ushaye means the walls. U'betalmud. Nofal Ashise. Now it says over here, Potter, Melchay Rashi is going on Lushin now, Achoyfren Lushin Potter, Vahainu Nami Kechoyfer Boer Beshusai, the Islay Bailem. This is equivalent Techaife boer beshusai dis lebavit kereshusai. This is equivalent to techaife boer beshusai dis lebailem vit kereshusai. Leimotzi lemeimalei my boyis beshusai. Thank you, it's but it's lotion. But this is equivalent to lotion, a case when it's not lotion. Eine Name, Kechaife, Boer, Beshusai, Deislai, Beilem, Hefke, Reshusai, Lemotzel, Meimelei, Mai, Bois, Beshusi, Ochinami, Lemotzel, Meimelei, Loma, Lachta, Behem, Tachal, Sfosai, Da, Beshusai, Rabimi. This is equivalent to Hefke, Reshusai, Vle, Hefke, Boire. And just like, by Hefke, Reshusai, Vle, Hefke, Boire, you can't tell him, my boy is Bershusi, because he was Mafke the Rishus. It's the same thing. He's walking under Rishus Arab, so there's no time there, my boy is Bershusi. The time of the Lushin, Shederech Lasa is Cain, the Einoi Peshaya. Lushin is permissible, because he's not a Peshaya. He's allowed to dig foundations. Olav Lushin Chayev, Amber Bishusai Chayev. Kakasha Reishel is Seifim. The Reishel is speaking about the Pesach was Bishusai Yochid. Bivke Rishus, Bivke Boire, we said Bapotam. The Seifim is speaking about when it's not Lush and it's Ber Bishusai. And here it's Chayev. So the Gemara says, Bishleim according to Rabbe Reishel Diktoni Ber Bishusai Potter, Rabbi Shmuel. Besayf de mechayev de dakin in alav lushen chayev abekive. Elo le rab yoisev doma ber beshuse de kulal mechayev. Reisha de toni potemone. Who is the Reisha going according to? This is the Gemara's kasha and rab yoisev. Now, before we go further in the Gemara, I'd like to learn first the taptoisvis, which is Amar de Ketaisvis. Ketaisvis is going on Rabbe, the Machloik is Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kive, if Boer Beshusoi is Chai. Boer Beshusoi. So Rashi says, Perish Bekuntres, Rashi holds, Lael, the Kosova Rabbi Shmuel, the Chi Avkerina Rishusoi, Leilechayev Ano Bezeke Avkerina. So Rashi in Shitas Rabbi Shmuel, who holds Ber Beshusai is Potter, Rashi said Alomdis. That Alomdis is that he's Mishayer in the Hefker. I'm making a Hefker that I shouldn't be responsible for the Zeke. Zuk Taisvis, so Tais makes Amoyre de Kediyek, Mashme de Rotzaloyma, Im Somach Aboyr Mitchilo Leshusara. What if I have Aboyr Beshusoi? That's not Hifker Rishusoi. He made Aboyr in his Rishus that's flush next to the Rishusara. What will be then according to Rabbi Shmuel? Zuk Taisvis, if you learn Elach Rashi, then there Rashi says Rabbi Shmuel would also be Moide Yechayit. Because here Rashi is saying Shtik Torah, when I was Mafke the Rishus, and I gave you permission to go next to the boil on your own risk. So there Rabbi Shmuel said Shtik Torah that the Hiloch HaRabim is you can go there on your own risk. That's why you put according to Rabbi Shmuel. Zuk Torah says, but let's be Elach, but what will be if a person will make a boil Bershusai Somach Lushus HaRabim, when you can't say such a Shtik Torah whatsoever? They have a right to walk here, and you made a boy right next to them. So I feel according to Rabbi Shmuel, you'll be chayyim. The whole Rabbi Shmuel is only by Hivke Rishusoi, lay Hivke Boyroi. Because there the Rishus HaRabim is to Hivke Rishusoi, and he was mocked in such a way he shouldn't be chayyim. But if he made an extra Rishus HaRabim, voices from Rashi, you'll be chayyim. Ain't Mashmikain. So Taisu says, it's not Mashm like that. The Gemara says, Boer Bershusai is Potter, like Rabbi Shmuel. According to that, the word Boer Bershusai is Potter matters. Hifkiri Shusoi is Potter, not Berbe Shusoi. Berbe Shusoi is Naris. If he made the Berbe Shusoi next to Shusrab Mishai, if he made the Hifkiri Shusoi, then Berbe Shusoi is Potter. But don't say a blank statement, Berbe Shusoi is Potter. It's not true. The way Rashi said Psha. But wait. Okay, this is a kasha, mashmo is a loshen. No, but then Taisa asks a moiridike kasha. The Besomach Oma, we just learned a Gemara. Halav Lo'ushin Chayiv. What was the case over there? The Gemara said the third case of the Baraisa was a person dug a trench next to the Shusaram, and it says Yechayiv. So the Gemara says, "Ooh, so this doesn't stim with the first case. The first case says Hifkir Shusay Lehifkir Bari Yispata, and here it says Yechayiv. I have a problem." So all Rabbi said, no, the race is going to Rabbi Shmuel, the same going to Rabbi Kida. But Taisa Shaymo Shamayim. Why do you have to say the safe is not going to Rabbi Shmuel? Rashi holds, if you'll build, you'll dig a boil samach lushus ram, you also chayim. What's your problem? The Barais is beautiful according to Rabbi Shmuel. You have to say race Rabbi Shmuel, safe Rabbi Kida. Samayra de Kekash, this is the Chapela Neira, boy, the besamach omel. Halav Lushin Chayiv Ukmi Rabbi Kerabbi Kiva. Avol Bishmoel Mashmid the Potter. According to Rashi, why should you be Potter? This Berbe Shusay, everyone holds your Chayiv. Amir de Kekashe. V'yeshloime v'hayno taime. So Taisus is Chaylikam Rashi. Not Alumdis, as Rashi gave it Alumdis, that it's a Shir and the Hefker and the Baba. No, no, no. V'hayno taime. Mishum da Omalei. Turach Bershusi, my boy. Shloi hoyle liskarev kol kachetzel Bershusi shetipo beboil. That means Rabbi Shmuel held a new svar in Gans. There's a Reshus Arabim over here. This is my Reshus. Now, you have no right to come into my Reshus. So, if you're gonna be a tightrope walker and walk right next to my boil, I got news for you. You're gonna fall into my boil. I have a right to dig a boil in my reshus. It's my reshus. I can do whatever I want in my reshus. So therefore, Rabbi Shmuel holds boil b'shus. It is a chiyuv. And the bnei reshus harabim, you're not allowed to walk close to my boil. That's the chiluk. So hifke reshus, le hifke boil, a boil samach reshus harabim. This is my boil over here. This is private property. So don't try to be a tightrope walker. I walk right next to the boil, then I fall into the boil. Oh, no, this is my bird. You have to, so, and I have a right to be here, so you have to move 10 feet away. When you walk in the Shus Rab, you make sure you're 10 feet away in my Rishus. That is the Svara of Rabbi Shmuel. That's what Taisva says. Now let's just learn the two previous Taisvas, Tana Rabbana, Achoyfer, Boyer, Bishusa Yochid, Upischoy, Lishusa Ram. This is the first case of the Baraisa. V'yesh svarim shekoso bem b'shus harabim u'pischei l'shus harab. Yoso chay. V'ochi misnaye b'tosefte. B'ktas kosher, that's a very modern combination. V'av l'elameim, achay f'abir b'shus harab. Wait, b'pischei b'shus harab. B'r b'shus harab. Avalein lahakpe, but really it's not a kash. Mishum dekoya hanach demasnisen, da'ayri, shapesach b'shus acheres, yitzuch hashmina, da'ayri b'yisinin, here we're talking about the Pesach and the boy, are both b'shus haram. Shabir b'pesach mokimecho b'shus haram. Ala kriye loy koshke, b'mechilta amrino. The Mechilta also asked this kash. Why does the Pesach have to tell us that yechai van kriye? It's a kavuchayme from Sichet. So the Mechilta says a gewaltige Chiddush that you can't be, there's no Einish Momin Minadim. Just like Einish Nefosh is not Einish Minadim. So the Mechilta says that there's no Einish Momin also Minadim. Amalatam, but you're not in Savakin, Kedafrishis, Barei Shamasak.